This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
More protests in Hong Kong, this time from within the legislature. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Today was supposed to be the first full meeting of Hong Kong's parliament since protesters stormed the building in July. But opposition politicians heckled the city's leader, Carrie Lam. She was scheduled to formally withdraw the controversial Chinese extradition bill that sparked pro-democracy protests 4 months ago. Parliament, though, is now suspended. Rachel Cartland is a former Hong Kong civil servant who worked alongside Ms. Lam. She says protesters still don't feel their demands are being met, but that the city's leader will likely keep her job.
She's had an incredibly successful career until this year. She herself acknowledges that she made a tremendous misjudgment with this extradition bill, and the Beijing government has consistently expressed support for her. I have to say, many of us think it would be quite helpful in a way if she were to step down. There's no sign that it's going to happen.
So if she does stick around, then what's the reality we'll see action on some of the issues that she was able to outline in her speech via video link, since she had to abandon her policy address in the Legislative Council? I mean, issues like housing, improving living standards, economic development.
Well, quite likely, I would have thought the speech was one that could have been given in other years. It was very much a sort of bread and butter kind of advances in education, healthcare, all sorts of things. You know, motherhood and apple pie, just about. The legislators are quite likely to want to take that forward, because obviously if you have something like more district healthcare centres, who's going to want to oppose that?
Rachel Cartland, former Hong Kong civil servant and author of Paper Tigress, A Life in the Hong Kong Government. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. The British pound is down roughly 0.4% against the U.S. dollar, while stocks across Europe are falling. That's as last-minute Brexit negotiations continue before a crunch EU summit in Brussels tomorrow. British sources say chances of a deal are shrinking, while reports indicate the EU sees a deal as impossible without movement from the UK. Britain is due to leave the European Union on the 31st of this month. Telecoms giant Huawei posted a 25% jump in third quarter revenue and a more than 8% rise in profit. Though the company has come under intense scrutiny over the security of its networks, it said today it signed more than 60 commercial contracts for its fifth generation mobile network. As the BBC's Davina Gupta reports from New Delhi, Huawei is now looking to India for participation in its ambitious 5G expansion plan.
Over half its population doesn't have access to internet connectivity, and the Indian government is hoping to change that by investing in a 5G network infrastructure. Huawei desperately wants to get this contract. And so, at the recent telecom conference in Delhi, it displayed its latest 5G technology. I met Jay Chen, Huawei's India CEO here, and he says it's a major move.
In China, the fiber already come to the home. But in India, we only have no more than 30 million the home broadband connection. So the market has the huge potential.
Australia has shut out Huawei from its 5G networks after the US has blacklisted the company, claiming it's a security risk. To alleviate some of those security concerns, Mr. Chen said Huawei would be willing to agree it won't install so-called backdoors that essentially allow the Chinese government access to the company's technology.
So in India, we also advocate to the industry, let's sign this no backdoor agreement to give our commitment to India government and India industry.
For now, the Indian government has stopped short of granting complete access to Huawei for 5G bids. The company is working hard at this telecom conference to convince various stakeholders that it's not giving up on the Indian market yet. In New Delhi, I'm the BBC's Devina Gupta for Marketplace.
Have you ever stopped to think modern civilization is literally built on sand? That's because it's a key component of concrete used frequently now in rapidly developing countries like India. But experts are warning the world is running out of sand, as the BBC's Manuela Zaragoza reports.
The global construction boom is fueling an illegal trade in sand used to make concrete. It's spawning sand mafias in some parts of the world. Prem Mahadevan is of the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime.
In the last 25 years, demand for sand has gone up sixfold. In 2 years, just between 2011 and 2013, China consumed more sand for construction than the United States did during the entire 20th century. The global trade for sand is anywhere between $40 and $50 billion annually. Only about $15 billion is legally traded.
The illegal trade and mining of sand is a particular problem in India. Sumaira Abdulali knows this well. She's based in Mumbai, where she's the founder of a group that campaigns against sand theft. Part of a beach she owns to the south of the city was carted off by illegal sand miners.
He was a well-known person, and it was known that he was dealing in sand and construction materials in general. Apparently, only the authorities didn't know, which is surprising, since later on I found out that the police had actually drawn up a report naming all these people. So that made me think that this is a mafia.
Experts are now looking at ways of using less sand when it comes to making concrete. John Orr is a lecturer in concrete structures at the UK's Cambridge University.
India has a shortage of sand, but also lots of plastic waste. If you replace 10% of the sand with plastic, you get about the same structural properties. In total, we estimated you could save about 820 million tons of sand per year.
Many argue that ultimately it's the design of buildings that needs to change, with efforts focused on finding alternative construction materials. I'm the BBC's Manuela Zaragoza for Marketplace.
Finally, have you heard about the one where Rachel joined Instagram? Friend star Jennifer Aniston's first post is a very blurry selfie of the entire cast of the TV sitcom. It already has more than 8.5 million likes. Did anyone tell you life was going to be this way? In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.